This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Been on the line with us today, Congressman Greg Gianforte, to talk about many things, COVID-19, also the election in the coming days, and so much more. Greg, we know you've been canvassing Montana, but where are we getting a hold of you today?
I'm in Bozeman today, Ross. It's good to be with you, and boy, the clock is ticking. I would just encourage everybody in the Flathead to make sure your voice is heard. You got to get your ballot in.
That is so true. And speaking of ballots, you've been hearing about this high voter turnout, extremely high, not just here in Montana, but we're hearing about it all over the country. It's great to hear. If it's true, it is such a good thing to hear.
I've been seeing it. As we've traveled the state, we've had a lot of enthusiasm. I just want to, again, in the Flathead, there's going to be long lines on Election Day. I would just encourage folks. I know a lot of people like to vote in person, and that in normal times, that's absolutely the best way to do it. I would just encourage people to get their ballots in early. There's probably going to be long lines on Election Day. You can drop them off this week. Just tick this one off and make sure your voice is heard.
Well, Greg, you've been traveling Montana a lot in the last weeks and months, and you get your finger on the pulse of what Montanans are thinking right now. Let's talk about a couple of big issues that, in your mind, what rises to the top for Montanans right now as we approach Election Day?
Well, we need to get our economy going again.
Yeah.
There's two things. It's the economy and it's the COVID situation.
Yeah.
We need to take appropriate measures to protect the most vulnerable, our frontline healthcare workers, seniors. But we also have to get our economy going again. And even before this COVID situation hit, that has been so devastating for so many families, so many workers, so many small businesses, even before that whammy that we got hit with this year, Montana was 44th in the nation in wages. As a result, we export beef, we export grain, and we export our kids. I am running to bring my business experience to Helena to create more good-paying jobs so our kids don't have to leave.
Boy, that is so important to people. Montanans right here in the Flathead Valley, as a matter of fact. So, Greg, now that you hear about the governor's COVID task force, here in the Flathead Valley, one of the hardest hit in the last couple of months on this second wave, would you do anything differently now as we transition, hopefully, away from it and we have a vaccine on the horizon? How would you approach this in your first month or months as governor of Montana?
Well, if I'm honored to be Montana's next governor, I'll get sworn in January.
Right.
I think by then we will have a vaccine. I would prioritize getting that to our healthcare workers, to our teachers, so we get our schools fully open, and to other people that are vulnerable. And I don't like to second guess the current administration because it's really been an unprecedented time, and they've been on the front lines. I give a lot of deference to the generals at the front lines. But I would say when I'm your next governor, we're going to rely more on personal responsibility and less on mandates, because I trust Montanans with their health and the health of their loved ones.
As we move toward the election this weekend, let's talk a little bit about what's happened in the last week. Amy Coney Barrett has been confirmed by the Senate as our next Supreme Court justice. A lot of the left still talking about it, pretty much right down party lines.
I think this is going to be President Trump's greatest legacy. Over 200 federal judges have been added to the federal bench, including three Supreme Court justices. And this is not a partisan issue. This is about approving judges that are going to stand on the Constitution and uphold it and not legislate from the bench. Amy Coney Barrett is a stellar academic. She is reliant on the Constitution, and she's a charmer. She charmed all of us in those Senate hearings with all her kids there, and just so well-behaved, and just the way she carried herself. I think she'll be a spectacular addition to the Supreme Court.
That seems to be the consensus. That is so good to hear.
She's ready to roll up her sleeves and get to work.
Well, let's talk one more thing here. Last week, the Montana Farm Bureau presented you with a Friend of Farm Bureau Award. How did that come about?
I was honored, and this was to recognize the work I've done for farmers and ranchers back in Washington. Ag is our number one industry. It's been a tough year for farmers and ranchers trying to get a fair price for the commodities they produce, and I've been their advocate there. We worked on getting the farm bill done. We worked on getting expanded trade deals in place. We've advocated for provisions in the CARES Act to make sure there's a bridge so people can continue in business. So it was because of all those various things, the Farm Bureau is the voice for many farmers and ranchers, and I was just honored that they recognized me for the work I did on behalf of agriculture back in Washington.
Oh, that's got to feel good, right?
It does. Well, it's nice to get a little feather to stick in your cap.
No kidding. Okay, let's talk about the race for a little bit. Election Day coming up in just a few short days. You've heard and seen your opponent's commercials. Is there anything you want to address for the people listening here in the Flathead Valley?
Well, I just want to say that I think with effective leadership, Montana's best days are ahead. And this decision in this race is pretty simple. I mean, I'm a business guy, and I've lived the American dream. My wife and I raised our four kids in Bozeman. We built our business here, and we have prospered. And I want to see other Montanans prosper across the board. We do need to manage through this COVID situation, but then we need to build on that and really help our economy get going to create more good-paying jobs. Who do you trust the most to get that done? Someone who spent their life in business creating jobs here in Montana, or someone who has spent their entire life running as a career politician, 44 years, and got a 0% rating from the Montana Chamber of Commerce? And Ross, that's not easy to do. When he was Senate president in Montana, every single policy that would have helped small business, he voted against it.
Wow.
And so it's a pretty clear choice. And I would just, I would be honored to serve. And I would just humbly ask for people's vote as they return the ballots here this week.
Well, keep that in mind as you get them filled out. And Congressman, come back and see us again soon in studio. And I am assuming most of this information is available on your campaign website, Greg.
Yeah, Greg for Montana. And you'll find our business plan for the state there. It's a Montana comeback plan. It's 12 pages, and it lays out how we're going to get our farmers a better price for their crops, how we're going to get our loggers back to work and our miners back to work and invest in trades education. It's all laid out. No surprises. It's the plan we're going to execute if we have the opportunity to serve as your next governor and lieutenant governor.
Well, we have a copy of it right here. You left one by the studio last time you were here, so good to have it.
Okay.
That is Greg Gianforte on the line with us today. Again, safe travels and good luck on Tuesday of next week, Mr. Gianforte.
Thank you, Ross. We'll talk to you soon.